Welcome to the second annual Feldenkrais Summit. This is the Awareness Through Movement lesson in the English language. And my name is Mary Susan Chen, and I am from the Chicagoland area. You can find information about me at marysusanchen.com. So these lessons are designed for your exploration of movement. I invite you to go gently. See if you can reduce your need to perform, get it right, and instead get curious. If you're not sure what that means, stick with me and you'll find out as we go through the lesson. One general rule in the Feldenkrais method of somatic education is to keep the motions comfortable. We learn best when our nervous system is quiet and relaxed. So allow yourself to breathe easily and release any excess tension you might find as we proceed. If you've had spinal injuries or issues, please go easy and slow and consider imagining the motions before actually doing them in this lesson. Small motions can be very powerful. It's our awareness and our capacity to feel ourselves more clearly that we are cultivating. Let's begin this lesson in standing. Walk a little bit, at least 5 or 10 steps or more, and then pause with the right leg backward, the left leg in front. Shift your weight in space by pushing off the right leg and foot and then coming back to it. Just pushing off and coming back, the feet stay still. And your body shifts towards the left in the front and back to the right in the back. Feel the power that you can generate from the pressure of your foot on the floor. What sport or activity comes to mind? Perhaps a runner at the starting block? A skater getting ready to jump? Maybe a ball player throwing? Or a garden activity like getting ready to push a wheelbarrow. Where can you feel the force going through your body? And if you're new to this work and you cannot answer that right now, do not worry. Take a few steps, another 5 or 10 steps, and this time stop with the left leg behind and explore the power of your left leg pushing. Shift your weight to the front leg, the right leg, and back to the left leg. Push with the left leg to make your weight go forward. And again, what activity comes to mind? Maybe you've done some Tai Chi or martial arts. And maybe this reminds you of that. Is it the same activity as the other side? Or does this side remind you of a new activity? Does pushing off the left side feel more or less powerful than the right? Most of us have a dominant leg, so it wouldn't be surprising if you felt one leg stronger. Walk around a few more steps, again, at least 5 or 10, but more is fine, and then find a place to lie on your back, perhaps a mat or a blanket. If you need to lie in your bed, that's fine, but generally we look for a firm surface to do Feldenkrais lessons. And use whatever cushions or folded towels that you need to be comfortable. Maybe a little something under your head, sometimes something under the knees. Lie with your legs slightly apart and your arms near your body. And now take some time to feel your contact with the floor. There are certain places in our body that make contact, and other places that will be off the ground. You might especially feel the weight of your pelvis and your shoulder blades and your head. Become aware of the curves of your spine and other areas that do not make contact. Now bring your attention to the right hip and pelvis area. And in your imagination, draw a line to the left shoulder. How long is this line? And now bring your attention to the left hip and pelvis and draw a line to the right shoulder. Is this second line longer or shorter than the first? And where in your body do these two imaginary lines cross each other? Using the imagination to enhance and clarify our body image is very important in the Feldenkrais method. Now I'm going to guide you through some of the movement parts of the lesson. As you're lying there, bend your right knee and bring your foot into what we refer to as standing. The sole of the foot is in contact with the floor. And feel what places of the right sole actually touch the floor. The heel and probably the ball of the foot. How do the toes make contact? Is there something about the outer edge or the inner edge? Something about the arches that catches your attention? Now press a little into the right foot and feel what happens. Does the foot get flatter? Does the lower leg move in space? Does your thigh move, your pelvis? Now, press again so that the foot's a little firmer on the floor and include the idea that the right pelvis might lift up just a little. And do this motion several times. So you push down on the right foot and lift the right pelvis a little, and then you lower the pelvis and stop pushing on the foot. And come back to a full break in between each one. And press again and lift. Lower it all the way. Do that a few times. Let each trial be an experiment, a new motion. In the Feldenkrais method, we're not repeating for repetition's sake. We're working on our ability to be clear about our motion and aware of what we're actually doing. As you lift the pelvis, can you tell if there's a little bit of rolling? The right pelvis lifts and then rolls so that the left side gets heavier on the floor. Do the motion a few times with that idea. The right getting lighter and the left getting heavier. And the next time you come back down, take a short rest. During the rest time, you can feel your contact with the floor again. You can imagine that X through your body. You can just feel your breathing. And you also might notice tensions that you didn't know were there. And you can begin to play around with letting those go. Now let's try this motion slightly differently. Still with the same leg. So if you don't have it up still, then bend the right knee and put the foot standing again. Press the right foot down and let the thigh move as if it is getting longer along the line of the thigh bone. So the right foot feels firmer into the floor, the right pelvis lifts up, and the right thigh moves down like it's moving towards the bottom of your mat or where the toes are pointing. An image I like to use is as if the right knee might be able to create a shadow over the right toes. And another way to think about it is essentially you are unfolding the right hip, uncreasing your pants in the front. Do that movement a few times, pushing, letting the thigh lengthen, coming back down. feel what it takes. It takes a little bit of work, but we always look for energy efficiency. We always look for that ease of motion in the Feldenkrais method. Pushing down, unfolding the hip, lightening the right pelvis from the floor. As you're going, notice what happens in your lower back, your ribs, and perhaps even further up the spine, including the neck and head. And if you're not feeling anything there, don't worry. The next time the pelvis is back on the ground, take a rest. This is the time of the lesson when new people get a little impatient and want to switch legs. Stay with me. We've got one more variation with the right leg. So if the leg is resting long, bend the right knee again, put the foot standing. And you might want to try this part with the legs relatively wide. So you might slide the right leg off to the right and maybe even the left leg off to the left. This time, let gravity take the right leg inward, tip the right knee inside, and let the pelvis tilt. Go easy and make sure it is comfortable for you. You can always make it smaller or just imagine it. Tip the leg inward, bring it back up to neutral. Tip the leg in again. Again, make it an experiment. Let each try be slightly different. Are your ribs participating? Your spine? Does the middle of your back move? How far up your spine is involved? Make sure you're breathing. It's not uncommon when we're concentrating on something new to hold our breath. So just if you notice yourself holding your breath, let it go. Let the breath be free. And the next breath will come. The next time you get back to neutral, lower the pelvis, slide the leg long, and rest fully. Feel your contact and notice any asymmetries. And how is that X now from the right pelvis to the left shoulder? From the left pelvis to the right shoulder. And how long does each leg feel? Now, bend your right knee and place your left foot standing. Feel your body as you anticipate the motion we might do. This time, instead of actually lifting the pelvis, simply imagine pushing through that left foot and the lifting of the left side of the pelvis. Where do you feel the work happening? Or where do you imagine the work happening? How much of your body are you including in this imaginary motion? And even by imagining, can you feel some contractions? And after imagining at least five different times, begin to slowly create the actual motion. Go slowly at first, do the pushing through the left foot, lifting the left side of the pelvis. What subtle motions are happening in the left hip or thigh? In the spine or the ribs. Let the pelvis down each time. Let it go and rest. Now again, bend your left knee, put your left foot standing. This time again, imagine pushing through the left foot to lift the left pelvis. And this time, let that left knee move in the direction where the left toes are facing, as if you're creating that shadow over the toes. Imagine that the left front of the hip gets uncreased. Maybe you feel your pelvis rise just a little, even as you're imagining it. Come back down. Let everything rest, even in your imagination. Feel how much there is to let go of. And then push again. Let it gradually come to life, so that the imagining a number of times starts to become an action. It doesn't have to be a big motion. Scanning your body for how much of your body is involved. Your lower back, your lower ribs, how far up those ribs. How does your breathing respond as you gradually let an imaginary motion turn into an actual motion? And do the motion a few times in an amount that feels satisfactory to you. And then the next time you come back down, take a rest. Feel your contact with the floor and your breathing. Can you sense how powerful starting with the imagination is? And now this time, bend the left knee and put the left foot standing again, if it's not already. Imagine the left leg falling inside with gravity's help, that the left leg just falls gently, drops gently to the right. Imagine how the left side of the pelvis will lift and turn. Imagine how much of the pelvis or the lower back is going to participate. The ribs. And then after imagining this a few times, 3 or 4 or 5 times, begin to let the motion actually happen, as if it's growing very slowly, coming back down. Can you enjoy the motion? And the next time you come back down, let it all go. Take a full rest. Let your legs rest long. And sense your contact with the floor. Let your awareness come back to those lines, that X that we formed from one pelvis to the opposite shoulder. Is the X shifting, changing? Is it longer or shorter? And now separate your legs just a bit from each other and slide your arms on the floor until they are overhead, palms up, and you're making a big X with your body. Of course, if you're not comfortable here, if your shoulders don't like it, make accommodations. You can slide the arm only as far as it is comfortable, or you could try using a cushion under the arm for support. Now feel those lines we drew already internally from the hip to the shoulder. Can you extend those lines into the arms and the legs? Long ago, as you were developing in the womb, your limbs grew from your torso. They start as buds, the same as a flower or a tree begins to have buds. And these little limb buds quickly become the complex arms and legs that we use every day. Because we live in a culture with many factory-made items and we learn to name all the parts, we often use the term, my arm connects to my torso. But actually, your arms and your legs grew from your torso and have never known existence separate from any part of your torso or any part of your body. Let yourself take an easy breath as you take in this idea. No part of you has ever known existence from all the other parts. This one nervous system has been intercommunicating with all of you for your whole life. To me, that's a very delicious thought, so just take it in. Now let's get back to the movement. Bend your right knee again, put your right foot standing. Slide your right arm back to your side and keep your left arm overhead on the floor. Notice I'm not asking you to have the arm up in the air and off the floor. So overhead on the floor or up is in relation to your body. So the left arm is on the floor and overhead. It's a little tricky, especially when you're not watching. Now begin to reach with the left arm as if something is just barely beyond your fingertips. And feel how much or how little of your torso responds. Repeat the movement gently. Reach a little, let go a little. Reach a little, let go a little. And we'll gradually add more parts. Does your head do anything? Can your eyes help by looking at that imaginary suntan lotion bottle, let's just say, that you might be reaching for? Try that a few times. Reach and let your eyes look for that item you're reaching for. Maybe you imagine reaching for cherries on the cherry tree. Can your right leg participate? Slowly begin to press the right foot as you were in the beginning of this lesson. And feel what happens to the right pelvis and the spine and how that helps you to reach with your left hand. Can you follow this motion in the spine in the middle of the torso? As the head turns to participate with the eyes, can the back of the head slide backwards? At this moment, backwards for the head might be towards the right shoulder. Take your time. We've added a lot of motion here. And rest whenever you need to. If you're still with me, do a couple of more. And then take a full rest. When you're ready to take a break, very slowly bring the left arm down to your side. There are a lot of changes in the spine, the ribs, the shoulders, so go very gently. Bring everything back down and feel your contact with the floor again. And now we're going to explore that same motion on the other side. So your job here is to allow the movement to be fresh. Don't get caught in expecting it to be the same as the first side. Your body is alive, so allow changes, growth, and learning. Bend the left knee, put the left foot standing. Keep your left arm next to you, near your side. And slide your right arm overhead on the floor. Remember, palm up. And begin to reach the right arm as if something is just barely out of reach. Perhaps if you could feel that first inclination that a creature had to reach beyond its usual form. Maybe that first thought of having or wanting a limb. Breathe easily. There's nothing to prove here. We're just increasing your awareness of your own interconnectedness. Do your eyes respond? Does your head do anything? And begin to allow your left leg to participate. Press the left foot gently. Allow the pelvis to lift and or turn. Allow your inner sensations to follow the motion in the spine in the middle of the torso. Reaching with the right arm, coming back to neutral. Reaching with the right arm, coming back. Perhaps the back of your head slides backwards, which might be towards the left shoulder. Perhaps you feel something new and alive in your ribs that you've never felt before. Go at your own pace and rest whenever you need to. And the next time you get back to the center, let everything rest. Slide your right arm down ever so slowly and your left arm down. And feel your contact. Find that X from one shoulder to the opposite hip. Have your lines changed? Are they longer or shorter? Do they cross differently? And perhaps they're easier to find, just maybe clearer in your imagination. Take your time. Roll to one side and up to sit. Gradually coming up to standing. Take as much time as you need. And once you're up and standing, notice your feet on the floor and the long bones of your legs. How long do the legs feel? Notice the length of each arm. And just take one arm and reach. Reach forward, reach up. Imagine you're standing in a big, bountiful cherry tree and you're just reaching for a different cherry each time. What do you do with your legs in order to pick those imaginary cherries? How does each leg participate? And try it with the other arm. Reach, reach in front of you, reach above you, reach out and across. And now shift one foot behind and the other foot forward and imagine your action from the beginning of the lesson. Can you push off with more power? We talked about starting a running race or skating, throwing, gardening. Maybe you came up with something different. Try that same idea with the other foot forward. Feel the back foot pushing off. Walk around a bit and notice the right foot when it's behind you and pushing off. Take at least 10 or 15 steps, pushing with the right foot. And then keep walking, but switch your noticing. Just notice the left foot behind and pushing off. And I hope this lesson has helped you to enjoy your walking, your power, your connectedness, your reaching, and anything else that life brings your way. Thank you very much for joining the Awareness Summit 2019. Again, this is Mary Susan Shen from the Chicagoland area, and you can find info on my work and my classes at www.marysusanchen.com or at the Feldenkrais Guild of North America website. Thank you. Have a beautiful day.